14 years old, and yet you got an EP out, a single that debuted on Ryan Seacrest's website. How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling really excited. Like, super excited, because I can't believe that all of this stuff is happening to me.
When was the first hint that you thought that, like, this was all going to happen for you? I know you went to, like, a performing arts school, and people have told you that you're this great singer for a while now, but when did you say to yourself, like, I might be able to be famous one day?
It was probably when I was on Ryan Seacrest. Once that happened, or even when I started recording, I was like, wow, not many 14-year-olds get to do that. This might be something big. I don't know.
Listening to you, you've got a combination of, like, several different singers that I can hear in you. I hear, like, a little, like, Natasha Bedingfield, a little Colby Calais, a little Lenka. I mean, what do you listen to?
I listen to basically everything, because I just love music in general. But what I usually listen to, like, on a regular basis, mm-hmm. would have to be kind of, like, soul music, like R&B mm-hmm. and stuff. But also I listen to, like, a little bit of alternative and things like that.
Well, considering that, who are some people that you listen to that your fans wouldn't expect? Like, who are some of your guilty pleasure favorites? Like, something on your iPod that you kind of, like, you know, go to and you're like, I'm not supposed to like this, but I really do.
Oh, I would have to say probably I listen to, like, Owl City a lot. Mm-hmm. And, like, most people don't expect that from me. Like, if you really know me, then you wouldn't expect me to, like, love Owl City. And I'm also a huge nerd, so I listen to a lot of, like, video game soundtracks, and right now I'm obsessed with the Pokemon theme song.
Oh, that's great. Let's talk a little bit about Summer Dream. It's a really catchy song. It starts off with the ukulele, and it's just a really warm track. What was the inspiration for it? How did it all come together for you?
Well, my producer wrote it because she felt like it was describing, like, my quirky side. Because I'm just, like, this fun-loving girl who just loves life and everything in it kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And that, like, song just basically gets all of the happy parts of life and just, like, puts it all together, so it's just bursting with joy.
How did you feel the first time you sang it, or the first time you read the lyrics?
The first time I read the lyrics, I was like, oh, this is adorable. This is just so cute. And then I heard it, and I was like, oh my god, I can't get it out of my head.
So, what do you think are your long-term goals in music? What do you really want to accomplish, you know, besides world domination?
Well, I would definitely like to become, like I'd like to tour around the world mm-hmm. and have huge, fantastic concerts with, like, props everywhere and fireworks. And costumes, the galore.
You grew up in Georgia, and then you moved to Vegas and stuff like that. How do you think living in those two very, very different places affected you musically?
Well, since I am a Southern Belle, I'd have to say that that's probably where my soul came from. That's where, like, all that deep richness came from. Okay, it just came from my mom.
Does your mom have a lot of musical experience, or?
There's singing around the house.
Oh, okay.
Nothing, like, more than that.
Yeah.
Maybe little concerts in the shower. I don't know.
What kind of music did your mom play around the house?
A lot of reggae.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like Bob Marley and Sean Paul and all that kind of stuff. Mm. Those are good.
She said, So moving forward, you have the EP out. What are you looking to accomplish right now?
As in what?
Like what are your short-term goals? Like in the next 6 months, what do you really want to get done?
I really would like to get signed by a major label.
Okay.
Yeah. That's probably my number one goal right now.
As far as your voice goes, do you try and pattern anybody, or is that just you? I mean, I remember I was listening to Summer Dream and then for the first time, and then I was looking through like your bio, and I was like, there's no way that she's 14. And I was saying to myself, like, are they like distorting her voice or anything like that? Are they reverbing it or anything like that? Like, how do you sing like that?
I just let whatever happens happen. Like, I've always thought that my voice was deeper than all of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I used to be so embarrassed by it. I used to think that I sounded like a guy. And now I'm just like, okay, it's my voice. This is what you get.
Who's someone in music that's semi-pertinent now, that's kind of famous, that you look at and is like, you know, I'd like to have a career like that one day?
Jessie J. I really like her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, she's, like, super awesome and super fun, so that's a plus.
Always. Absolutely. So, moving forward, what do you think that you have to do, personally, to be as successful as you would like to be?
Just keep doing what I'm doing. Keep staying on this same road and not, like, get discouraged or anything and kind of find myself falling off. If I just stay here, then I know that at least I'll get something good out of it.
Okay, being 14, I mean, you still have a big chunk of your childhood left. You're going to probably have to give up some of that in order to be as successful as you want to be. Are you ready to give up all of those things?
I think I am. I mean, right now, I think that I'm way more mature than most kids my age. And, like, I mean, I'm already homeschooled, so I gave up public school. And I'm perfectly okay with that because I know what my goal is. And I know what I'm setting up to get that goal, and it is what it is.
Okay, what's been your favorite part of your career so far? Has there been, like, one moment where you felt like, wow, it's all coming together, like, it's all happening?
I think probably when I was at home with my mom, and then all of a sudden she's like, your single just came out on Ryan Seacrest, and I'm like, wait, what? It did, really? And I got really excited about it.